Hello, lovelies. This is 5 Minute Manifesting, and I'm your host, Lovey Brown. Thank you so much for listening. I am thrilled that you're here. And today, I want to talk to you about using a word of the year as a manifesting tool in 2024. So just briefly, what is a word of the year? I think I mentioned in my last podcast where I talked about ease that 1 year I selected the word ease as my word of the year. A word of the year is just a focusing tool that you can use. I mean, you can use it for manifesting or not, but remember, we're always manifesting to focus your intention and your attention in your internal world. So remember, your focus, what you're focusing on in your internal world, is what manifests in your external world. So really paying attention to what's going on inside of yourself and seeing what's happening outside of yourself is one way to really kind of just be paying attention to what's manifesting in your life. And selecting a word of the year just gives you like a focus point. It's kind of like an anchor to return to that doesn't have a lot of resistance around it. Like think a single word in and of itself doesn't have a lot of resistance. It's just a word, and it's just going to conjure up inside of you what you've associated with that word, what meaning you've given that word. And so I just want to encourage you to, one, select a word that brings into your life what you want this year. So my word of the year for 2024 is abundance. And I want abundance in all areas of my life. I want an abundance of love with just all people in my life, but specifically with my specific person, the person I'm in a relationship with. I want an abundance of money, financial abundance. I want that in my life. I want an abundance of joyful experiences. I want an abundance of peace and calm. I want an abundance of fun and magic. So abundance can apply to all areas of my life. So I would like you to really kind of reflect on, what do you want to manifest more in your life this year? If you're manifesting a specific person, maybe that's love, maybe that's romance, maybe that's commitment. In all of those things, love, romance, commitment can really show up in your life in other areas too. Maybe not romance so much, but maybe it can. So I just really want you to select a word that resonates with you and use it as an anchor point that you can return yourself to just throughout your day. So like some ways that I use my word of the year is that, like, one, I've scripted it in a page of my planner where I've just written the word abundance over and over again for 2024. One year I had a sticker made of, I think this was ease, and I might have done it with another word too, a sticker made of that word where I was able to put that in my planner and see it. Some people post their word around their homes or wherever they're going to be to see it. So there's just lots of different ways you can use that word. And then another way is just repeating the word to yourself. Just really just saying abundance, 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 and letting your internal world get saturated in the feeling of that energy, of that word, whatever it is, whatever you're trying to attract into your life. Some people kind of hesitate to use this word of the year kind of technique or idea or tool because they feel like it's limiting. And I want to suggest to you that it's not limiting. You don't have to limit yourself to just using this word for all of your manifesting that you're going to do for the whole year. It's really just an anchor that you can return to. And I also just want to encourage you that since I've been using this tool, a word of the year, I have seen this show up in my life. Whatever word I've chosen for that year and meditated on and sort of scripted with, or whatever ways I've used it, it has shown up in my life. And I continue to kind of ping back to former words of the year, kind of like ease, when I did that podcast on ease, even in future years. So the only thing that it can do is help you focus your attention. It's not going to harm you. And you can always, you know, stop. If you don't like it, if you don't like using a word of the year, you can always stop and try a different technique So I just want to encourage you to give it a try and choose a word that feels really resonant to you that you want to see manifest in your life this year. Even though we're kind of late into January when I'm recording this, you can start this process anytime. There's no magical date of the year. You can start today. And may you manifest exactly what you want. Thank you so much for listening.